Good morning. I hope this finds you well, and that you've found a bit of a routine here. I do invite you to always remember, if you can, the night before, to really just set the intention and the conditions to make your mornings a little easier to just flow into your meditation routine. So again, just having a nice little place already set up, and you drink tea in the morning, have that cup ready and the hot water. You can just either turn on a flame or push a button. Coffee, if it's coffee, just to have that all set up, and just the less that you need to do before you come join me. So I do hope this finds you ready and relaxed. We're at the end of 2 weeks. How wonderful is that? 2 weeks we've been sitting. Well, we will in just a few moments. So, yeah, just take a moment to enjoy that fact. Here we are, 14 days. 14 days of developing a practice, being present in our own lives. I find much joy in that. I do hope you do as well. So I'm going to invite us now to settle in and get comfortable. Here's my camera here. And today, we've spent this time on breath. Today I think we'll just touch through a little time on the full length of breath, sensations, and then a little time on the rise and fall of the abdomen, and a little time then at the nostrils. This way it's sort of a tour of three areas that we can focus on as we bring our attention to our breath. And in this way you get a taste of all three and get to decide in the future what works for you. You have some experience with all three. All right. I invite you to adopt your posture of vigilance. And bring your awareness right into your body, just allowing your awareness to rest in the solidity of your body. Now take a little time to give yourself permission to relax and breathe. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. This is your time. I invite you to bring to mind a clear motivation why you're engaged in this practice. Why are you meditating? Why is this so beneficial? Why are you choosing to put this time and energy into developing more presence in your life? Now let's just take a little time to do a body scan to relax and release any tension that we might have in our bodies. So I invite you to bring your awareness right up to the crown of your head, right up to the top, and let it rest there for a moment. Let that awareness, that soothing balm of awareness, flow from the crown of your head, slowly, all the way down to your chin, relaxing and releasing any tension it comes upon. Now let it flow down into your neck and into your shoulders. And from your left shoulder, down the length of your left arm to your fingertips. From your right shoulder, down the length of your right arm to your fingertips. Bring your awareness into your upper torso. And just scan from your shoulders down to your waist. And from your waist down, your left leg, right down to the toes on your left foot. And from your waist, right down your right leg to the toes on your right foot. Now let your awareness expand throughout your whole body. Just take a moment to check in. Is there any area that needs to relax, need some attention? If so, just breathe into it, relax, exhale, release. There's no particular spot on your body. Just let each in-breath be an invitation to relax the whole body. And each exhale, an opportunity to let go, releasing any tension, worries, or concerns. So whether it's a spot on your body, an area of your body, or the whole body, let each in-breath be an invitation to relax in each out-breath, an opportunity to let go of any tension, worries, or concerns. And when you're ready, the body that's relaxed and the mind that's alert, and bring all of your awareness to the sensations of the breath. And initially, let's focus on the full length of breath, the sensations that arise as breath enters and exits your body. As always, let the breath be natural. Just be a witness. Witness to the sensations as each breath enters and exits your body. Now I invite you to just shift your awareness to the rise and fall of the abdomen. Just resting it there as each breath enters and exits your body. Now I invite you to shift your awareness right up to the aperture of the nostrils. Just resting it there as each breath enters and exits. Simply being aware of the sensations. Now let's just take a little time to cultivate spaciousness, peace, and ease. Let each out-breath just be an invitation to let go of any tension, worries, concerns, attitudes, or habits that no longer serve us. Let each out-breath be a happy release of letting go. And let each in-breath be nourishing, vibrant, soothing. soften the rough edges. Let it nourish you. Remember, it's filled with potential and opportunity. As we near the end of our meditation, I invite you to bring to mind the opportunity of the day that awaits you. A precious day that will never come again, filled with opportunity and potential to improve ourselves and the world that we live in. I invite you to set a clear intention, a firm intention. So just do your best today. Be as mindful as possible. Be aware of your breath as much as possible, for it is an anchor. The potentials of each moment. Just do your best to make good use of this day, watering the seeds that you want to nurture in your life, in the life that you find meaningful. And when you're ready, I invite you to bring your awareness forward. No hurries, no worries. Nice to transition smoothly, gently. Two weeks. Pat on the back. We are doing this. And, like I mentioned, I'm getting much out of it as well. So I do appreciate spending this time with you. I do hope that you're finding these benefits, the benefits of this time. One thing I do want to just bring to mind is that simply this practice that we're doing, the consistency of this practice, it is gently watering these seeds of intention and attention in our lives and creating the foundation of a really consistent way of being in the world. A way that's more reflective of who you want to be, because we're bringing that to mind consciously. And so right now it's just 2 weeks. But these 2 weeks are planting seeds that are growing roots. And this can give rise and flourish in a way of being in the world that you find most meaningful. So thanks for sharing this time with me. Forward to our next opportunity, which apparently will be tomorrow. Be well.